From Red River Radio News, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A national group that studies economic and social issues called Wallet Hub has ranked Louisiana 41st in its report of best and worst states for underprivileged children. The ranking uses metrics like infant death rates and children in foster care and the percentage of maltreated children. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says his state can reallocate money to expand broadband access to schools that don't have fast internet connections. The state education department will take $15 million now spent on copper-based internet connections and use the money plus federal funding to build a high-speed fiber network. The Air Force says it plans to staff up its nuclear force at Air Force Global Strike Command missile and bomber wings this fall. At Barksdale Air Force Base, the second bomb wing is slated to gain 31 positions. After 6 years of state worker layoffs in Louisiana, no rank-and-file state employees have been targeted for pink slips this budget year. That's according to the Civil Service Department, which just released its latest monthly report on layoffs. Nearly 8,400 classified state employees have been laid off since 2008. The Kilgore College Board of Trustees has approved a $59 million spending plan. The Longview News Journal reports the budget does not set aside any money for expansions at the college's Longview campus. Three new water experts have joined the research staff at LSU Ag Center's Red River Research Station in Bossier City. Economist Naveen Adesumali is crunching the numbers on how smart irrigation techniques can benefit Louisiana farmers. He wants them to rethink how they irrigate their land and introduce them to soil moisture sensors and bookkeeping strategies that would reduce the amount of water they use on their crops and put more money in their wallet.
We have a lot of crop acres in Caddo Parish, and we're talking about 1 million acres of soybeans in the state, about 500,000 of corn acres in the state, probably millions of dollars just from crop production could be saved, absolutely.
Adesumali and his colleagues are setting up a demonstration plot at the research station. He says next year, after they've gathered reliable data, they plan to hold workshops so farmers can see how the sensors work to reduce runoff and prevent excess watering of crops. Residential irrigation system installers also are interested in this technology. John Cavanaugh is the president of the Louisiana Irrigation Association. He's owned a landscaping and irrigation company in Ruston for 40 years. He says technology used on farms eventually trickles down to the homeowner.
We're in a yard right now as we speak on the north side of Ruston installing a system that will have a rain sensor and a monitoring ability on it to where if it starts raining at midnight, that sprinkler system's not going to come on at 4 a.m. that morning. The person doesn't get up out of bed to try to cut it off in between.
Cavanaugh says about three-quarters of the irrigation systems he installs now have a smart technology feature that gathers weather data to ensure they will not go on in the rain. He says high-tech sensors that read soil moisture are slower to catch on. The big boo-hoo, he says, is seeing a sprinkler system turn on in the rain. A federal audit says a Texas state agency is responsible for Medicaid dollars potentially misspent on unnecessary procedures. Texas dropped Xerox as its Medicaid claims processor in May after a decade of working together. The state is already suing the company to recover money for dental work it says was not necessary. Currently fair and 74 in Shreveport and El Dorado, fair skies and 72. In Lufkin, it's fair and 75. And in Alexandria, it's mostly cloudy and 72. This is Red River Radio News.